not, for it is I, Sir Patrick Marlowe of House Marlowe. I have arrived here at Castle Babcock to help save the day. Where is the Meister of this keep?
Yes, Sir Patrick. I am Meister Selkie. Thank you very much for answering our raven.
Of course, for I am a champion of Westeros, and I'm here with my sword and shield to help you against the Lannister forces.
A champion, eh? Perhaps only a Western champion?
Well, let's just say I've seen a number of battles in my time. I've been proudly fighting for over 38 winter campaigns.
Wow. 38, eh? And exactly how many gold pieces are we paying for your services?
I believe the agreed-upon amount was an honorable 6.25 million gold pieces.
6.25 million gold pieces per season! Well, I'm certain with your exploits across the River Run and your proficiency with the sword, I'm sure to help us with a victory over the Lannisters in no time.
Meister, I'm here for a guaranteed 3 seasons of no trade, no movement campaigning.
3 seasons? What were we thinking? You're so old, and you've never won a thing in your life.
I can't help but feel you're being a little condescending.
Well, it's true. You're a veteran, and you're here to help our youngsters, and you are not even known as being a winner yourself. What are you even doing here?
I think my squire is calling me. So this is really happening. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Man, that was a quite blustery Patrick Marlowe. He's changed ever since he became a Toronto Maple Leaf. Bluster.
He has, and he's a little grizzled more than I expected him to be.
Yeah, I didn't know he had that accent. So we are back. It's August, and we're talking hockey already.
Yeah, I told you earlier, if you remember, that it was my my goal this year to talk hockey in August and baseball in February.
Well, you've accomplished that. Good for you, sir.
Yeah.
It is a crazy sports weekend, though. It's, of course, we got the big fight coming up tonight. McGregor-Mayweather, fight of the century. And what else is there? Is that the only big thing going on this weekend for sports?
Well, there is something else going on, I think, yeah, that I like to call Winter Apocalypse, Game of Thrones style.
Yes, indeed. Season finale, season 7. Game of Thrones.
Night King versus them all.
Oh, yeah. I've come across some little YouTube thumbnails that I haven't clicked on because I don't want to get spoilers. But, yeah, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and of course, let's not forget about those... let's forget about those Blue Jays.
But if I told you they'd be 6.5 games out in late August of the wild card spot, I mean, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
You know, I always get trapped when you ask questions like that. And the fact they're trying to catch me on air on our hockey podcast concerns me.
Well, listen... People should buy tickets, and people should continue watching Rogers Sportsnet.
There you go. And that plug alone is probably going to earn us at least, 35 cents in royalties. No, it's...
That's true. But there's been a lot of changes for both our teams, and we're really looking forward to this upcoming season. You've got Marlowe, I've got Drouin, and I've got David Schlemko.
Yeah, well, before we make fun of David Schlemko, let's also remember that you have Carl Alsner and we have Ron Hainsey, so I don't really know what I can say about that.
So we've got Norris Trophy caliber defenseman this year.
Yes, versus an intangible man chock full of leadership.
We now take you live to Russia for a Habs fan versus Leafs fan exclusive Akbars Kazan press conference announcing the signing of now former Montreal Canadiens defenseman Andrei Markov.
I'm very happy to be playing for Akbars Kazan. I'm very sad I finished 10 games short of 1,000 with the team I so dearly loved. Russia, my home country, but honestly, how I back in KHL? I never wanted to leave Montreal. I lowered contract demands. I ask 1 year. I ask less money, but they don't want me back. But come on, Toronto give Ron Hainsey $3 million per year. Really? I understand hockey is business. Montreal wanted to get younger, and when they signed 39-year-old Mark Streit, I had feeling I might not be back. Mark Streit, 39 years old. He played in whole 3 playoff games for Pittsburgh. Even though I was the Montreal's second best defenseman, I am gone now, replaced by Mark Streit and David Schlemko.
And so Brendan Shanahan and Lou Lamoriello, with the blessing of Mike Babcock, of course, decided to do something that most fans assumed would happen several years from now. They signed a bona fide, noteworthy impact free agent, Patrick Marleau, former 50-goal scorer superstar with blazing, almost awe-inspiring wheels. Unfortunately, he's also a player who's averaged less than 25 goals per year during the twilight of his career, one who is a combined minus 35 during his final 3 years, with a team that averaged well over 100 points year after year and was armed with a ridiculously talented roster that could barely get past the first round of the playoffs. Now, I'm not one to besmirch a 500-goal scorer who is still faster than 99% of the league, but you'll forgive me if the Marleau acquisition will end up being more about the special relationship he has with Coach Babcock and infinitely less about goals scored and accumulated points. For the average Leafs fan to not feel like this is yet another classic misstep in a new regime brimming with promise and expectation, Marleau will need to demonstrate his skills where it matters most, on the ice, and with key victories against much lower teams while generating chemistry with young, elite talent. Otherwise, he'll prove to be a costly investment in a salary cap world that will leave fans scratching their heads and wondering, what the heck was management thinking during this offseason?
Isn't it funny, Shapiro, how you're lamenting the addition of a 38-year-old hockey player while I'm lamenting the subtraction of a 38-year-old hockey player? I mean, I just don't get it. Losing Andre Markov just does not make sense to me. Now, Andre made it completely clear that he wanted to finish his career as a Montreal Canadian. He had bridesmaids at his wedding dressed in Montreal Canadiens jerseys. He lowered his contract demands to become and remain a Montreal Canadian. Yet Andre Markov didn't remain a Montreal Canadian. Mark Bergevin now has a hole beside Shea Weber for a left-handed puck-moving defenseman. What was Andre Markov? A left-handed puck-moving defenseman. Now let's take a look at who Montreal has lost this past little while. Nathan Beaulieu, left-handed puck-moving defenseman. Mikhail Sergachev, left-handed puck-moving defenseman. Even going back last year, Mark Barbario, a left-handed puck-moving defenseman. Now, he does have Mark Streit, David Schlemko, and Carl Alzner to fill that void, but let's be honest, they're not up to Andre Markov's standards. I just don't get it. Maybe, you know, thinking about why Andre was allowed to walk, maybe it was a culture change that Bergevin was after. You know, Andre did command a lot of respect in that room, and maybe Bergevin wanted a different look to it. You know, he got rid of Markov, Yemelin, Radulov, Sergachev, and Nesterov. Not saying that it's an anti-Russian sentiment, maybe he just wanted some sort of a different look to the room and hand the reins completely over to Shea Weber to command the D. Maybe that's the reason he did it, I don't know. There is now close to $9 million of cap space for Mark Bergevin, and maybe he's looking to fill the other void that they've had for so long. The big center position. The big number one center that Montreal has always been looking for. And maybe, just maybe, Mark Bergevin is going to fill that void. And maybe that void will be filled by John Tavares.
Wow, that was one spectacular rant. I feel like our listeners will have to start having us charge them for that kind of quality ranting.
Well, yes, it's definitely top quality premium stuff.
Well, I think it needs to be. I can't blame you. It's obviously a frustrating situation when you can't have your heart's desire. One thing that I like about this upcoming year is that we are going to be affiliated with not one, but two fan-sided network sites. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's a really, really exciting news. We are going to be part of Editor in Leaf and A Winning Habit, two really informative websites that Leafs fans and Habs fans respectively can get a lot of information from.
And we have, as you like to say, an exclusive Habs fan versus Leafs fan interview with both Andrew Beamer of Editor in Leaf and Omar White of A Winning Habit. That's our budget for this year. We've increased it.
Yeah, we nearly blew the budget by getting these two guys on.
We're pleased to have Andrew Beamer on the show from the Fansided Network, taking the time to join Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan. Andrew, tell our fans what they should know about your excellent website, Editor and Leaf.
Yeah, Editor and Leaf, we are an opinion analysis, kind of your everyday Leafs one-stop shop. You know, we have James Tanner and myself are the site experts, and we have awesome contributors that we come together and we put out articles based on what we want to talk about. So if we want to talk about a specific series of past and present players or trades that are coming, rumors, analysis, you name it, that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, we aim to provide terrific Leafs content that we hope everybody enjoys. And for the most part, we're looking for a sparked conversation. You know, we want to say something, and we're not looking for you to agree with us every time. We're looking for a conversation where we can kind of jump back and forth, bounce each other off with ideas, and go from there. Yeah, so Editor and Leaf, it's supposed to be a community, and that's what we're hoping to achieve here.
We've got training camp on the horizon, a lot of excited Maple Leafs fans this year. Tell me your primer, if you will, the Beamer perspective on what to expect from the Maple Leaf season this year.
Well, it's pretty interesting because we've done some things in the off season that some of us are really looking forward to seeing actually coming to fruition. And some of us are kind of shaking our heads going, what are we doing? I mean, we're over the cap, the projected cap ceiling by a couple million. We just signed a soon-to-be 38-year-old veteran winger in Patrick Marleau. But the big-ticket items for me are we're going to look at training camp. Where is Marleau going to fit on the roster? Is he going to sneak up there on the first line, get a chance to play with Austin Matthews and Willie Nylander? Okay, what's going to happen to Zach Hyman? I mean, he's been glued to Matthews' side almost like his Robin to his Batman the whole time through both of their careers. So it's interesting to see where Mike Babcock's going to juggle the line. Now, those are just two ticket guys that are, you know, they're going to make the roster. But we've also got the steal of the draft this year, number 17, Timothy Liljegren. It's interesting. He's a right-handed D. He's like a mini Erik Karlsson, but we can't obviously say he's Erik Karlsson yet. We haven't even seen him play an NHL game. People just compare him to that. But we want to see him on the ice. Our first glance at him with the Leafs is obviously in training camp. So we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't think he's going to go back to Sweden. I'm hoping that he gets sent to the Marlies, the AHL affiliate, and we see him play the North American game. So those are two things in training camp that I'm looking forward to a lot. There's other stuff. Kasperi Kapanen, he's a guy we got over from the Phil Kessel deal, and I'm sure as hell want to see something out of that deal because we haven't seen anything but Phil Kessel win two Stanley Cups now with some hot dogs thrown in. So I'd like to see Kapanen get some time with the Leafs. He scored some pretty big goals for us late in the season in the playoffs when he was brought up. He's a terrific player. And then, there's numerous things. We got to get Connor Brown signed. I love that kid. If he could be used in a trade package to acquire somebody that we really need that can fill a hole in the roster, then Lou and management, they're going to do the right thing. But we got to get Brown to sign. And still, with the Josh Levo thing, this is bad because I love Josh Levo, and I try not to be biased, but I love this kid. So I want to see him up with the team. I want to see him get some ice time. He sat in he sat up in the press box all last season, barely got some action, but he was almost a point-per-game guy when he played for the Leafs. So if we can get that guy on the ice, that would be fantastic. And then, as I said earlier, I mean, Austin Matthews, he came out and scored four goals. I just don't want to see these kids have a sophomore slump, if you will. Do I expect 40 goals out of Matthews again? No, I don't expect 40, but, you know, I'd be pretty damn happy if I could see 30-plus and see them produce and just see, you know, a winning Leafs team. We haven't had a good Leafs team in quite some time. I haven't even alive for a good Leafs team. So this would be nice if we could make another visit to the playoffs this year. And if it's the Capitals again, they better watch out.
We are joined by Omar White from Winning Habit, part of the Fansided Network. Omar, welcome to Habs Fan versus Leafs Fan.
Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Omar, why don't you tell us a little bit about a Winning Habit?
Basically, what we want to do is, you know, we want to provide great content about the Montreal Canadiens. You know, there's going to be a lot of expectations this season, so we want to basically be a good place for Montreal Canadiens fans or even any NHL fan at all to come to the site, know what's going on with the team, rumors, trades, analysis, breakdowns, those type of things. And you know, with the season that's expected. Expected this year, there's definitely going to be a lot of hype and stuff. So, a Winning Habit is definitely going to be a place where you can come to for content. It's actually funny. This off season has been really bittersweet, I guess, in terms of the Habs community. I mean, sure, you know, Bergevin, you know, he got the big fish in Jonathan Drouin, you know, signed Carl Osner. But, you know, a lot of people are still concerned over the losses of Andrei Markov and Alexander Radulov. So I think something that'll be interesting going into training camp is how well this team can actually come together as a unit. Additionally, you know, Mark Bergevin still has, you know, about $8.5 million in cap space. So a lot of people are kind of racking their brains wondering what he's going to do with it. Is he going to save it? Is he going to, you know, try to acquire a big piece of a center or something like that? So, you know, there are those type of things. Additionally, the Habs also signed a KHL defenseman, Jacob Jerebek. So, you know, so there's question marks around him. Like, is he actually guaranteed to make the team? And if so, where can he play? Some prospects, you know, like Charles Houdon, Jacob DeLaRose, Michael McCarron, Daniel Carr, like, can they actually, you know, push through and make the team? Because a couple of them, in particular Houdon, because they signed a new contract, they're going to need waivers if they want to be sent down to the AHL. So it'll be interesting to see if they can push for a spot. And, you know, and after then going on to later on in the season in terms of the players, you know, like Alex Galchenyuk, can he finally take a step and be considered the actual top-line center on Montreal Canadiens? Can Will Claude Julien give him a chance to do that? You know, he's been bounced around a lot, you know, going from wing to center, third line, second line, first line sometimes. So can he actually find stability? Paul Byron, yeah, he had 22 goals last season. Was that like a flash in the pan, or can he keep that up? You know, Philip Deneau, like, can he continue on and, you know, be a good number two for the Montreal Canadiens? So there's a lot of stuff going on. I know I kind of rambled there, but I guess it just goes to show that there's a lot of thoughts, a lot of emotion, and a lot of expectations for the season going forward. And hopefully we'll be ready to cover it. So you can find me on Twitter at OLW93.
Looking forward to the season, Omar, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Yeah, same. Thanks for having me.